Ayako, what made you join the Tourism Declares Climate Emergency Movement? And how can businesses and individuals take action to reduce their carbon emissions, etc.? What is your idea?
I learned about Tourism Declares Climate Emergency at the end of 2019. At that point, it was still an idea, a big one, being formed by a small group of dedicated leaders. As an industry professional who is passionate about sustainable tourism, I had, of course, been concerned about tourism's impact on the climate. But at times, I had also often struggled with the feeling of powerlessness or hopelessness. Talking about sustainability from the comfort of my well-heated apartment, living in a wealthy country that has been using up a lot of the world's carbon budget but is facing less of and is better prepared to deal with the consequences. At the same time, communities around the world were suffering from flooding, forest fires, and extreme weather events. So, a big part of why I joined Tourism Declares, and it was a decision I made immediately after learning about it, was my own desire to be doing something about climate, however small my contribution might be. After many months of discussions, brainstorming, meetings, and outreach efforts, Tourism Declares is now a movement with an incredible momentum, with over 260 and counting members. This is also one of the largest volunteer-led networks of tourism organizations and professionals, all committed to working together for a better future. That part, working together, I think is one of the most important aspects of this movement, that this is not just another platform or initiative, but a community. Working together is the only way we can create a meaningful change. So a key goal for us is to engage as many people as possible so that the voice of a movement can become much bigger and much more impactful. We're aiming for engaging 500 signatories by COP26 in November this year, which will be a great way to demonstrate our industry's commitment to being part of the solution, not just the problem. So how does one become a member? All members commit to 5 steps, which are: number one, commit to publishing a climate action plan. The plan must be officially accepted by the board or the leadership of the organization and be published within 12 months. Number two, share the commitment publicly and publish updates on the progress. Step number three is implementing steps to reduce the emissions related to the organization's operations and its products and services. And these must follow the IPCC advice stating the need to cut global carbon emissions to keep the planet within 1.5 degrees of warming. Number four, commit to working together, which means collaborating with others within the organization, working with and supporting partners across your supply chain, and connecting with other industry organizations to promote climate action. And number five, advocate for change. In addition to climate actions at the individual and organizational level, we commit to advocating for the necessary system change across the industry and helping promote a just transition to a more climate positive industry. So, what does it mean to be a member of Tourism Declares? Besides making a commitment to reducing your own emissions and being part of the community, Tourism Declares members are part of the efforts to normalize climate actions across the tourism industry. Our focus for 2021, leading up to COP26, is creating climate action blueprints, which will enable everyone in the industry to develop and deliver their climate action plans. The blueprints will combine the frameworks, tools, best practices, and resources required for delivering climate action plans that align tourism with the need to reduce global emissions by at least half by 2030. There's no doubt that we're facing a massive challenge. The good news is we know what we need to do, working together to promote and scale climate actions. The hard part is actually implementing those actions, including making changes to the way we're used to doing things. And let's be honest, our industry still has a long way to go. But Tourism Declares is already building a strong foundation, a movement to allow everyone to be part of the solution. So I hope that is a very positive message, and I hope it inspires you to get involved and become part of the solution as well.